بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد، بعد فضل الكرم في الله سبحانه وتعالى، الله سبحانه وتعالى give us the opportunity to witness a beautiful month of Ramadan. And in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the floodgates of His rahmat and His mercy in the last 10 days. And where Allah ta'ala allows the Ummat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to sit in i'tikaf to connect to Allah jalla jalaluhu. And thereafter, when the moon is sighted for Eid, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls the ummah to the Baytullah. And those that are accepted to come for Hajj, and they proceed to the house of Allah, which we call the Ka'matullah, the Baytullah. Then the road of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All is the heights and the climax of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is invited, and on behalf of the Ummah, we call them Wufud al-Rahman, Duyuf al-Rahman, the guests of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Rahman jalla jalaluhu, He hosts them. And Allah ta'ala shows them His shan and His beauty and His tajalli of the Baytullah, the Ka'batullah. Back home, they perform 5 times daily salah facing a wall. Now when they come to the Haram of Makkah al-Mukarramah, we are facing the Qibla of the heart. That is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 120 mercies fall upon the Baytullah continuously. And those that are there, they are enjoying one drop that comes upon the open heart. And at the Rawda of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercies are pouring. As our honorable and beloved Shaykh Umar Abdul Hamid Sahib, the Barakatuh, says, when we come to these places, remove the raincoat of sins. We have those coats on. We don't want to remove them. Even for those that now experience Qurbani, Udhiyah, sort of the animals, we don't want to remove the coat of sins. We want to keep it on. We don't want to feel the taqwa. وَلَكِ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Before the amal, the heart is to be prepared for taqwa, to refrain from sinning, and for the heart to be inclined towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many will come to Baytullah, many will come to the Rawda of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then make qurbani. But then that coat is still there. All the sins, so the rahmat of Allah bounces off, so to say, that drain coat. Person doesn't get soaked in the mercy of Allah, in the rahmat of Allah, the jalli of Allah, the noor of Allah that wants to penetrate the heart. That is why the haji is called. Allah Ta'ala gives opportunity to put the knife upon the neck of the animal. We take in the life of the animal. A lesson for us to give our life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the haji, as we learn so many lessons from Honorable Shaykh Azamah Abdul Hamisa wa barakatuh, for the haji that is coming to Baytullah, he must go back with the love of Allah. And the love of dunya to come out from the heart. The love of Allah to become ghalib and to dominate the heart. To control the eyes, to control the tongue, to control his life. I've seen the house of Allah, the qibla of my life, the qibla of my heart, the qibla of my salah. Above the Baytullah, the Baytul Ma'mur, there is the Ka'batullah of the Malaika that are making tawaf all the time. 70,000 at every given time, they don't get that opportunity again in their life to make tawaf. And right above that, the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the king of all kings. Hakim Sahib Rahimullah used to say, when a person is making tawaf around the Baytullah, therefore we are taught the etiquette, that we look down, we don't look at the Baytullah. He says, do you have the himmat and the courage and the guts to look up at the Baytullah? The king is there right now. The king is there. Do you have that himmat? We have the courage to look at the Baytullah. Where are you? One speck of dirt An-Nabaki, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is pure bark. And Allah, you forwarded me to come here to make tawaf of Baytullah, to take your name, O my Allah, to stand before you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, where am I deserving of this? Kya mai jagta hu, ya khab dekhta hu? Ya Allah, am I dreaming? Or is it a reality that I am standing here, a person like me? How did I make it to Baytullah? For the Haji to understand the status Allah Ta'ala has afforded him. That to go back with the love of Allah, the love for every command of Allah, the love of every sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is a true Haji, where it takes everything back home. All the nur and barakat of Baytullah, the Ka'batullah, Masjid al-Haram, and nur and barakat of Madinatul Munawwara, every sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to have deep love for it, to want to know every sunnah, to have knowledge of every sunnah, to love every sunnah, to make amal and practice upon every sunnah. Ya Allah, accept our health, our wealth, our time, our lives, for the khidmat and the service of the sunnah and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the haji. When he goes back home, not the haji is recognized by some brand name he's wearing or she's wearing, that he bought this bag from this tower, from that shopping mall, and he brought this type of tackies or sneakers from certain place, and the brand name. And how beautiful our Shaykh says, for the Haji Allah Ta'ala is teaching him also, and making his tarbiyat, 5-6 days of Hajj, how you passed your life, how you led your life, you can lead your life every 5 days like that. No soap, no shampoo, no conditioner, and we survived. Step on a little mattress, one pillow, we don't even know how many people used it also. Then in Muzdalifa, under the stars, Arafah, we don't even know where we are going right now. This is the journey of life. Every 5 days we're looking for Allah. We're looking for Allah. From Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah, we're looking for Allah. Ya Allah, will I find you this week, or will I lose you? Will I get lost, O my Allah? Or will I lose you? So the Haji comes back with this, the Noor of Baytullah. And very, very, very importantly, for those of us back home, that are welcoming to Hujjaj, to make the environment conducive for them to practice upon deen. For us to make the environment conducive for them to practice upon deen. The young Haji is coming back, the young couples are coming back. For us to welcome them and make dua for them. One very, very important sunnah also, to learn the dua. قَبِرَ اللَّهَ حَجَّكْ وَغَفَرَ ذَنْبَكْ وَأَخْلَفَ نَفَقَتَكْ. May Allah accept your Hajj. May Allah forgive your sins. May Allah replace that which you spent for Hajj. And ask the Haji to make dua for you. The etiquette of meeting also. Very importantly, we don't break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we're going to the airport also, our masturat and our ladies meeting, the Hajis come from Baytullah. Coming from Baytullah right now. For him, it's come with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to allow him to preserve that nur and for her to preserve that nur. I've come back with a promise to Allah, Ya Allah, just as I said, Labbaik. As I said, Labbaik, what does Labbaik mean also? At Baytullah, at the Miqat, I said, Labbaik. That, O Allah, here I am, O Allah, here I am. I responded to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over again, Ya Allah. I'm ready to submit to every command. This is the meaning of Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Ya Allah, I'm prepared to submit to every command of yours. We get upset when the children don't listen to us. I called you, you didn't listen to me. Allah called the Haji to Baytullah. Now listen, you said Labbaik, you are present. You're prepared to give everything for me. So those of us back home, make it conducive for them. Yes, the da'wah will start. We welcome the Hujjaj. To ensure they also we keep the command of Allah. The Haji just came back right now. Let us not involve them in intermingling. That now the young the Hajiyani, the Hajiya, now meeting those that are not mahram to her. And for the Haji Sahib himself also, have to meet with those that are not mahram to him. Already the command of Allah is breaking. I just came from Haji right now. I just came with the brand name of a Haji. And I'm already burning it up and tearing it to pieces. The whole certificate is gone. Allah Ta'ala, give us that jazba, give us that zeal and that love every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we make it conducive for them to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The haji shouldn't feel afraid that I don't want to get too heavy, too pious, maybe I can't keep it up. Have good thoughts of Allah. Ya Allah, it took me all the way, so much of kharcha, so much of expenditure, so much of time spent in Mina, walking to Arafah, back to Muzdalifah, pelting jamarat, 3 days pelting jamarat, coming for tawaf for ziyarah, the making sa'i, tired, back is paining, the body is paining. Ya Allah, so much you allowed me to do. And within a few moments, Allah Ta'ala's command is shredded to pieces. Make it easy for them, encourage them, support them. Haji to make the intention also, sending home. And for us, how to meet them? Don't forget, meeting the Haji shouldn't be welcome, welcome. There's no salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Qabil Allah hajjak wa ghafara dhanbak wa akhlafa nafaqatak. Please make dua for me. Nabi Ali salatu salam made dua for the Haji. Allahumma ghafir lil Haji. Only man istaghfara lahu al Haji. Allah forgive the Haji. And from whomever he made dua of forgiveness, ya Allah forgive that person also. Haji's dua is accepted for 90 days from the day of Arafah. For 90 days. Counting 19 days from the day of Arafah, his duas and her duas are accepted. So they should be so careful that they also take care of the iman and taqwa. And ask them to make dua for us. For the women folk also, when they are meeting, should be done in seclusion. At home is the best, not in a public area. To show public muhabbat and love is not the trait of a Muslim. They should keep their sharam and haya. Do it somewhere in isolation, seclusion. For a meeting amongst the masturat. And they also, to shake hand is sunnat. Every time you'll find the masturat, only hug or they kiss. But they don't shake hands. So shaking hands is the sunnat. And making salam also. Salaamu alaikum and rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shake hands, then you have to make ma'anaqa. You should hug the person, which is sunnah. This one time is sufficient, whether to the right, whether to the left, both are correct. And make dua, tell the haji, make dua for me. And the haji also should make dua immediately. Shouldn't say inshallah. The haji should say immediately, may Allah forgive all of us, may Allah forgive you, may Allah forgive us. Don't say inshallah, make dua same time. This our Hazrat and our Shaykh teaches us, somebody says, make dua same time. May Allah give you afiyat, Allah Ta'ala keep you happy in both the worlds. Allah be pleased with you. May Allah make you His, Allah become yours. Make dua immediately, duas are accepted. So haji should make dua also. Allah forgive all of us, Allah forgive our sins, Allah Ta'ala give us hidayat. So to keep in mind all the sunnahs when you're meeting the haji also. So the hujjaj are returning home. It is make it easier for them. Allah Ta'ala accept the Hajj. Make it Hajj maqbool, mabroor. And importantly for the Hajj also, we learn Haramain Sharifail. There's nothing better in the world. Everything is good here. Everything. The weather is good also. Whether the heat, whether the cold, everything is good for us. We have no complaint whatsoever. Hotel, Alhamdulillah. I'm deserving of nothing. Allah Ta'ala hosted me. Allah Ta'ala hosted me. Whether the aircon is making a noise, whether the lifts were jam-packed, I couldn't get the lift on time, whatever it may be, I got no complaint. The wealth Allah gave me, Allah invited me, Allah was the host, not the agent. That's why he's only an agent. Allah is the one. Allah hosted me. Haram was full, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala made place for me. In Mina, Arafah, Muzdalifah, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala was host. Everything was good. At home, Allah Ta'ala has spoiled us. Here I saw a bit of real life. This is how I should be living every day. Allah Ta'ala gave us our in-suites. Allah Ta'ala gave us our private bathrooms and toilets, which we're not deserving of. Is that our birthright? Is that our birthright because I'm born in a certain home, therefore Allah has to give me? Or I'll object to it. No. It's only the fazl, karam, ihsan, the kindness, the compassion, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gives dunya to those He loves and those that He doesn't love also. Allah gave Fir'aun, gave Namrud. Allah Ta'ala gives deen to those that He loves. So for the Haji also, when he's giving his report back home, everything was beautiful, alhamdulillah. When he's returning now also to protect his and her eyes in the aeroplane, returning, during tawaf, also to take care of one's eyes. So important that how we return from Hajj, what we are taking. And the whole search, whether the Haji or whether the one making Qurbani, is to find Allah, is to find my Allah, to feel my Allah close to me. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ Allah says, we are closer to you than your jugular vein. Allah is right next to me, right in front of me. When I just say, Allah, may Allah, he says, لَبَّيْك Oh my banda, I am here. Oh my slave, I am here. قُلِدُ اللَّهُ عَوَدُ الرَّحْمَانِ Allah says, call unto Allah. Say Ar-Rahman. Say Allah. Allah says, whether you shout, whether you say it in soft tones, Allah is right with you. To find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how beautifully Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah in poetry form during dhikr, which we just sent out now in the group also, he would say, apne milne ka pata koi nishan. Tu bata de mujhko, ey rabbe jahan. That, oh my Allah, where do I find you? Oh my Allah, where do I find you? Allah, I'm putting the life on the neck of the animal, did I find my Allah? When the blood came out, ya Allah, that took the animal's life to find my Allah, ya Allah. I will give up my sins and I will bleed within. And ya Allah, I will find you in that. When the heart breaks, the tears will flow. When the haji is tired, ya Allah, I want to find you. Don't know which tahajjud, in which tawaf, in which dua, in which round of tawaf, in which two rakat salah. Where will I find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But the poet says, where do I find you, Allah? The haji came all the way to Ka'batullah, Baytullah. And Baytullah, إِنَّا أَوَّلَ بَيْتِ وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةِ Allah ta'ala says, the first bayt home that has been built, has been set up in the world, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in Bakkah, which you call Makkah. Two important things. Mubarakan wa hudan lil alameen. Haji should make this dua. The Baytullah is full of barakah and hidayat. Ya Allah, I'm going home with barakah and hidayat. Full of barakat. Take as much barakat as we can from Baytullah. He's taking barakat and she's taking barakat back home. Not in packets and bags in my heart. Barakat in my iman, ya Allah. My iman will be so strong it must last me till I put my foot into Jannat. In the qabar also. Barakat in amal. The amal must not decrease. Allah must remain the same and increase. In my taqwa. Taqwa mustn't break in the plane, at the airport. With the haji and hajiani, we become haji bin and haji bay. Then taqwa breaks. Like one party in festivity. And with my Allah. Barakat of taqwa. Barakat in intelligence for myself, for my children, for my family. Barakat in my life, in my health, emotionally. Barakat in our wealth, in our homes, happiness. This is barakat from Baytullah. وَهُدًا لِلْعَالَمِينَ هِدَايَةِ This was the place of hidayat. The first call of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If only the sons of Makkah Mukarramah could speak, they will tell us about the back of Bilal radiallahu anhu. And the martyrdom of Sumayya radiallahu anha. And the family of Ammar bin Yasir, Mus'ab bin Umair. The incidents that took place over here, Ummu Shariq radiallahu ta'ala anhum. The Qurbani that was given here for Hidayat to spread in the world. I have come here to cry for Hidayat. Allah, give me Hidayat. Guide me every step of my life, every decision I make, everything I speak and I say, Allah. Ya Allah, I've come for Hidayat and guidance. Not only for myself, but for the entire humanity. Standing at the road of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have come there to ask for hidayat for humanity. That was a cry in the hujra and the room mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. Hidayat for mankind, hidayat for mankind, hidayat for mankind. How can the ummah go towards the fire of Jahannam? This is a place of barakat in hidayat. Ya Allah, make me a sabab and a means of hidayat. That when I go back home, people will see me to get hidayat. He's changed, subhanallah. Look at him, inspiring. She's gone into parda, hijab and niqab. So Baytullah, something happened in my heart. Others get inspired. Ya Allah, use me as a means of hidayat for others to come out with deen. Then Allah becomes proud of us. Now I have done hajj. Now I have done qurbani. Means of hidayat and barakat to take and distribute in the world. This is a Hajj, this is Umrah, this is Qurbani. So the poor would say that, oh Allah, show me, where do I find you? Please show me some sign, O sustainer of the universe. Ya Allah, show me that sign in my heart. That Ya Allah, I have found you, I'm taking you back home, O my Allah. I'm taking the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam back home. That person will take three things back home from Madinah Munawwara. He will take the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What kind of love? The love the Sahaba Ikram had. The love of Sahaba Ikram, how would they give everything up for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the cry of the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was in his heart? Daim al-fikra, mutawasir al-ahzan. Always a cry, always in grief, Ya Allah. What will happen to the ummah? What will happen to the ummah? Not just to my children, but what will happen to every home of the Muslim ummah? What will happen to those children? We feel the pain to read janaza left the haram after Zuhur. Shahida of Hajj passed away, buried in a haram, left behind four children, the kadwa of him. May Allah make maghfirah. Allah grant them sabr and jameel to see the janazah leaving. How to tell those children that your mother is not returning from 4 years to 10 years? We feel the grief and the pain. More than that, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the person who misses one salah, فَكَأَنَّمَا وُطِرَ أَهَلُهُ وَمَهَلُهُ. One reality, he misses Salatu al-Asr as if his entire wealth and family has been destroyed. He's destroyed. To go and console that person, we feel the pain. The marhuma will not be returning home to four anxious children that were waiting for their mother. Possibly the bags were packed and hadiyahs were bought. But the mother will not return. She has reached her destination, inshallah, with afiyat. For us to prepare, Ya Allah, where will I find you? Ya Allah, show me some sign that I will find you before I meet you. And just to discuss the last poem that we sent out, غالبي برجازباي مشتري شاي دردر غاروا آخري. How kind you are, oh my Allah, you are the purchaser. Coming to Baytullah, Ya Allah, I have come with this broken down vehicle, absolutely battered, iman battered, eyes, tongue, heart, everything broken, faulty, rattling. The wrong things I'm saying, like how you have a vehicle, it's just smoking. The engine is making a noise, almost about to cease. The exhaust hanging and dragging on the ground. The tires are worn out. The car leaking oil. Instead of putting petrol, I put diesel. About to cease the engine. Everything going wrong. Nothing is going right. The iman has been damaged. Taqwa has been damaged. The eyes saw what I'm not supposed to see. The ears heard what I'm not supposed to hear. The heart thought something I'm not supposed to think. The hands and the talking on the cell phone and typing away, and the apps, which I'm not supposed to do. That battered up vehicle, who's going to purchase it? Allahu Akbar. So Hakim Sahib Rahimullah will say during his dhikr, غَالِبِي بَرْجَازِبَايِ مُشْتَرِي. How kind, oh Allah, you are my purchaser. We've come to Baytullah, to the purchaser. We come to sell ourselves. Broken down, finished, complete, battered, scrap. Even the scrap yard won't buy this vehicle. But oh my Allah, you are the purchaser. Ya Allah, you purchased me already. No sinner is a write-off. Every wali of Allah has a past. And he has hope right now. Future is a mystery. But yeah, Allah, you are the purchaser. Allah Ta'ala called us. Allah Ta'ala called those for Hajj, Umrah, Qurbani. Allah is a purchaser. Yeah, Allah, you purchased me. This worthless one, everything broken. What is supposed to speak in the Qudrat of Allah, the love of Allah, the commands of Allah. Say the right things, look at the right things. No music in the ears. Dhikr of Allah, Quran tilawat. Here talks of deen, speak about the greatness of my Allah, the beauty of my Allah, the jamal of my Allah, the jalal of my Allah, the beauty of my Allah, the grandeur of my Allah. with their feet in their hand to move towards the masjid for the men, for the mustura, to pick up the Quran, to kiss it, to hug it, to be kind, to show compassion. Ya Allah, this worthless one have no worth. Ya Allah, you purchased. You didn't throw me away. There's hope for every single person. Then the poet says, for me you pay the king's ransom. Ya Allah, the price you will pay also, not even free, but you will pay for it. And you, subhanallah, wa huwa al-ghafur al-wadud. Ya Allah, I'll make tawbah and you'll pay me for it. Allah will forgive and Allah will give everything you want also. Tonight is the night of Durood Sharif. Personally, it says 100 Durood Sharif. On the night of Jumu'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill 70 needs of Akhirat, 30 needs of this dunya, taken care of in 100 Durood Sharif. Ya Allah, you paid a king's ransom. Ya Allah, you purchased me, you didn't throw me away. Although I was scrapped, couldn't walk straight to the masjid, couldn't walk onto the musalla. The eyes don't open for salah also. Quran, Kalim and carry is too heavy. The cell phone is easier for me. And ya Allah, what you told me not to do, I did everything. And then too, you'll pay the price, oh my Allah. Despite all valuables being sold, there's nothing valuable in me. I sold it to everyone else. I've got nothing to offer, oh my Allah. Then to Allah is the purchaser. Allahu Akbar. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, when they heard the da'wah of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Makkah al-Mukarramah, ya ayyuhal nas, قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا. Oh people, say لا إله إلا الله, you gain success. The worst of people, the worst of people. And just staying in the sohbat and company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became the most valuable of people. Allah purchased them. إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة. Allah says, إن الله اشترى. Allah is the purchaser. Allah has purchased from the believers their wealth and their lives in exchange for Jannat. Allah says the most. Allah, inna sila'ata Allah ghaliya. Allah Ta'ala's commodity is very, very expensive. What was the most expensive commodity of Allah, article of Allah, is Jannah. Allah says, I've given you Jannat already. I've already purchased your wealth and your soul, your nafs. Two most napak, impure things. Allah says, I've purchased already and I'm borrowing it back to you. Use it and earn Jannat. Don't break my command. Allah has prepared to pay the price. Who is there to offer him or herself? Ya Allah, prepared to give up everything. Ya Allah, you purchase. Ya Allah, you ransom me from all these sins and make me yours. This is the message of Zulhijjah, of Qurbani. To present, the auction is on right now. The auction is on right now. The Hajj's duas are accepted for 90 days from Arafah. And the auction is on. Who is there to prepare himself to give it to Allah? Ya Allah, you paid the price. You are the purchaser. What a purchaser. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, wa hazrat says, jo khud be rahate wa alam ke hadi ban gaye. Those sahaba ikram, they were completely off the track and astray, they became the guides of mankind to the qiyamah. Allah will make us also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Give us the hidayat, accept the Hajj of the Hujjaj, grant him Hajj maqbool, mabroor, and open for the entire ummah, and bring us over and over again. They're returning home, they're returning with the barakat of Baytullah, Madina Munawwara, let it spread in the world. And through their barakat, and their qurbani, and their du'as, may Allah help the Muslims around the world, in Palestine, in Kashmir, in China, in Sudan, different parts of the world. May Allah will beg the hands of the zalim, and assist the Muslim Ummah that becomes a real place of ibadah and hajj and ishq and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala accepted to make a short zikr and dua inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل مراه جاي إيك ميدانه توهي توهو توهي توهو توهي تو اور میرے تل میں بجائی آب گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بستر دم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله الله كيسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله اپنے ملنا کا پتہ کوئی نشاں تو بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں اللہ 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 جل جلالہ ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأنزل المقعد المقرب عندك يا أكرم الأكرمين يا رب البيت العتيق يا رب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أو كريم رحيم الله most kind Allah most forgiving
Oh, my Kareem, Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, forgive us for all our sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the purchaser, O my Allah. We have come, O my Allah, to present ourselves. Ya Allah, everything is destroyed, Ya Allah. Everything is faulty and rattling, O my Allah. What we fall have to do, O my Allah. Oh, my beautiful Kareem, Rahim Allah. Who can be a purchaser better than you, O my Allah? Oh, my Allah, you purchase our hearts, O my Allah. Purchase our nafs, O my Allah. Purchase our wealth, O my Allah. Make us pure and clean. Ya Allah, you repair us, O my Allah. You repair us, O my Allah. You know the mechanic in the world that can repair this body and this heart of ours. Oh, my Allah, you give us the heart. You give us the eyes. You give us the ears. You give us our lives, our breath, O my Allah. The oxygen you have given us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have spoiled everything. We have broken everything. Oh, Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we beg of you. Ya Allah, you purchase back, O my Allah, this faulty vehicle of our lives, O my Allah. You repair it for us. Ya Allah, you repair it for us. Ya Allah, you fill it with your Muhammad and your love. Ya Allah, you do the detailing and clean it completely, O my Allah. Ya Allah, wa imaniyat. Ya Allah, wa akhlaq, wa ibadat, wa muamalat, wa asharat. And all our departments of deen, O my Allah. Just like how the car is sent for a car wash, O my Allah. For a valley, for a detailing, O my Allah. O my Allah, O my Allah, O my Allah. You made this vehicle, O my Allah. You know how to do the detailing. You know how to clean it. You know how to do the valley, O my Allah. O my Allah, remove everything from the heart of a beautiful Allah. So the barakat, Ya Allah, the labbaik of the hujjaj, and the shahadat of those that left this world, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, to barakat and to fair and sadqa. O rahmatul lil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you purchase this faulty hearts of ours and make it, Ya Allah, up to dil badal there. Ya Allah, change our hearts fully to your muhabbat and your love, and Ya Allah, to the brim. Ya Allah, overflow with your love, Ya Allah, from our eyes and our tongues and our ears and our limbs and our hands, O my Allah, to make fikr for the ummah, to love the ummah, O my Allah, to worry about them, Ya Allah. For the jinnat, the akhlaq, the iman, the amal. Rabbi ja'alni muqeem as-salah min dhurriyati rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. Ya Allah, make us musallis of the masjid. Make our children, O my Allah. Make our women folk, make our masturat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, our entire families, O my Allah. Bring salah in our home. Make da'wah, zikr, ibadah, the khidmat. Let there be talks of deen within our homes, O my Allah. Learning and teaching takes place, O my Allah. We learn your commands in the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring sunnahs in our life to take out the masjid. Ya Allah, and the way of life of those that, Ya Allah, have no love for you, O my Allah. This bring the style of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, their love for you, O my Allah. You love them and you are happy with them. Oh, my Kareem, Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, give us ta'alim and ta'allum in our homes, dhikr and ibadat, Ya Allah. When the dhikr takes place in our homes, there's no music and haram television and the internet and all the different haram apps, O my Allah. Dhikr is taking place, Quran is taking place, tilawat of Quran Sharif, our children become huffaz and lovers of Quran Sharif, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. The day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, we hold their kurtas, Ya Allah, their abayas, and they take us to Jannat, Ya Allah, they live with the Quran and die with the Quran Sharif, O my Ya Allah, and we become proud of them. Ya Allah, the zikr and ibadat take place, Ya Allah. This Quran Sharif, this salah take place, the nawafil take place. Oh my Allah, with this khidmat take place, Ya Allah. This hamdardi, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we wish well for everyone, oh my Allah. Remove the filth of the heart, ghibat from our tongues, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, bad nazli from our eyes, oh my Allah. Looking down at people, looking at haram things. Speaking ill of people, oh my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Remove all the filth from the heart, the jealousy, oh my Allah, the malice, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we've hurt so many people, Ya Allah. You repaid it from your khazan. Make us a means of solace and comfort for the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the entire humanity. Ya Allah, put your complete deen in our homes, in our masturat, in our men, our women. Ya Allah, clear the environment, oh my Allah, clean it out completely. All the riba, zina, haram, the gambling, the sharab, the drinking, the drugs, oh my Allah. Remove it from our lives, from our environment, the intermingling, Ya Allah, the haram internet, oh my Allah. And all the haram gadgets, oh my Allah, make it a clean environment like how it was in the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept us, Ya Allah. Except every one of us, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumeen full the qabar al-noor, Ya Allah, make the maghfirat, raise them, full the qabar al-noor and light, send down for them the beddings of Jannat, open it, the vast that the eyes can see, make them comfortable, O my Allah. Send the cool winds upon them, O my Allah, keep us with Iman and take us with Iman. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to make khidmat of our parents, Ya Allah, our spouses, our children. Oh my Allah, for your pleasure. Oh my Allah, we don't know how to love you. We don't have the words. We don't have the taqat and the strength and And the himmat and the courage, Ya Allah, you give it to us, Ya Allah. Make us yours and become ours. Allahumma kullana waj'alna lak. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. All the du'as Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made them, Ya Allah. In the mataf, Ya Allah, the multazam, in the maqam Ibrahim. Ya Allah, Safa, Marwa, Mina, Muzdalifa, Arafat, doing Tawaful Ziyarah, the Zibal of Zamzam. And the Roda Mubarak, Ya Allah, in his room Mubarak, Ya Allah. Accept all his du'as for us, and the entire ummah and humanity. And all those things, Nabi Ali sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for protection from Ya Allah. Protect us completely from all your sins and your anger and your displeasure, and have the Muslim ummah around the world. Ya Allah, give us more than we ask. And what we haven't asked, Ya Allah, we don't even know what to ask. Save us in the horrors of the day of Qiyamah, Azab al-Qabr, Ya Allah, we punish in the grief. Where do we run to, May Allah? It's only our kafan and sand, May Allah. Ya Allah, give us Jannat al-Firdaws in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, with afiyat and salamat. Save us from illnesses, from bimari, Ya Allah. Save us from cancer and all those illnesses, Ya Allah. Because we wish, Ya Allah, we cannot make your ibad. Keep us with afiyat, sihat and salamat. Remove all our debts from our lives. Make us debt-free. Save us from riba in the banks, oh Ya Allah. Give us open hands that we spend in your path, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Save us from all the fitnas around us, oh Ya Allah. All those, Ya Allah. Young girls and young boys and widows, whoever they may be, Allah. Ya Allah, give them good homes, O May Allah. Give them pious spouses, O May Allah. Plenty of barakat in their homes, where there's quarrels. And where there's disputes in the home, keep muhabbat and love and understanding. Save our homes from divorces are being broken, O May Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, whatever du'as, Ya Allah, that we've been asked to make, and we haven't even asked, Ya Allah, give from your khazana. So the barakat and tawfir and sidqa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين